Israel began slowly pulling out forces from southern Lebanon on August 15th, the first full day of a tense ceasefire. But Israeli and Hezbollah forces avoided any escalation in fighting, raising hopes that the UN-imposed ceasefire could continue. After 34 days of fighting, the ceasefire that started August 14th brought a fragile truce, with Hezbollah surviving and Israeli forces unable to score a decisive victory. Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah has declared strategic historic victory against Israel. Both Israel and its main supporter, the United States, however, said Hezbollah is the loser, and by extension, its main supporters, Iran and Syria. Meanwhile, the UN ceasefire plan calls for Lebanese forces to join up with another 15,000 soldiers in a strengthened UN-backed military mission to keep the peace in southern Lebanon. Israel's military officials also made a first gesture at possible negotiations. They said 13 Hezbollah prisoners and the bodies of dozens of guerrillas could be ordered in exchange for two captive soldiers who were taken in a cross-border raid July 12th that touched off the worst Arab-Israel battles in 24 years.